Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chumastav Samach Dalet, and we are starting about the fourth line with the words of Kumad de Tamar, and in the Vilna Sura Sadaf, it's on Lamed Hayomid Beis, a little past the halfway mark. And today's daf is sponsored Lila Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar Basav Yaakov Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we're in the middle of quite a lengthy discussion in Shitas Reish Lakish, who holds that whenever there's a potential to receive Malkus, one will never have to pay any sort of Tashlumin. And the question is, but the Pasuk says very clearly, the one who eats Truma B'Shaygeg is Chayav to pay Karen and Chaymesh, and this is even though if he eats it B'mezid, he gets Malkus. So how do we answer this in Shitas Reish Lakish? And we conclude with the Gemara's answer. The Reish Lakish holds that the Chaymesh is like a karbon, which one could receive along with Malkus, and the Keren is actually considered Kenas, evidenced by the fact that he pays more than he ate, for he ate Truma and pays with Chulin, and also because he has to pay it to the Kayin whom he took it from, and he can't just give it to any Kayin. And therefore, neither the Keren nor the Chaymesh are considered a mominous payment. It's considered either Kenas or karbon. However, now the Gemara asks, so Kamad Tamar Keren Kenas, the Chavasal Chaymesh Kenas. The same way you just answered that the Keren payment is a kenas. By the same token, the chaymesh, which comes from the keren payment, I wouldn't say the chaymesh is kenas because the chaymesh is allowed to be paid to any kayin. It doesn't have to be paid to the kayin whose truma was eaten by this fellow. And so therefore, we're forced to say as follows. It's true that part of the keren is kenas because he pays more than he ate, but the base part of the keren payment is considered mamayin, and that's why he has to pay it to the bailim, to the kayin, simply because he has to return that which he stole. And therefore, we're back to square one in Shitas Reish Lakish. How does Reish Lakish answer that the Torah requires one to pay mamayin even though this is technically a malchus case? So Gemara gives a totally different answer. El Reb Shimon Lakish Kedaite, Reish Lakish is a Shitasai, Kimad Reb Shimon Lakish Amar Taman, just like Reish Lakish says over there, that Hakol Haya Bechlal Loisan Abriacha Eid Shaker. All types of false witness is included in the Pasuk of Loisan Abriacha Eid Shaker. Don't get false witness against your fellow. However, Yotza Zeb, Asisama Kasher Zom, Lasis Lachiv, this Pasuk that talks about Edim Zaymin is excluded, it's taken out, it's a unique Pasuk, and that tells us, L'chaive Mamain, that specifically when we're dealing with Edim Zaymin, they're not going to get Malkus for giving their false Eidos, they're going to have to pay Mamain. And v'hachasotu over here, when we're dealing with eating truma b'shaygeg, hakol hay b'chlal v'chazar le'echal kaidash. Really, all types of eating truma should be included in the lav of Hazar is not allowed to eat kaidash. But then, yatzav ishkiyechal kaidash b'shkaga, we have a special pasuk, a unique pasuk, which is different than the one we just quoted, that says anyone who eats kaidash b'shkaga has to pay. And what does that tell us? L'chayve mamain, that this person is chayve mamanis for eating truma b'shaygeg. So it's simply a limit from the pasuk, and that's why the pasuk is not a question on Reish Lakish. And we continue talking about this sugyo, which has already gone on for two dafim, regarding when a person is over a lav that technically comes along with Malkus and Tashlumin, what he's chayav to pay. So the Gemara asks as follows, Vatani, we have a brisa that says, Madim Chacham l'Rav Meir, begun of chalva shel chaveiroi, shulaiku meshalem. The Chacham agreed Rav Meir that if a person steals his friend's chalev and he eats it, that he would get Malkus and he would have to pay. And this has to do with the Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rav Meir holds that Edim Zayimin get both Malkus and Tashlumin, whereas the Chacham hold that they only have to pay. So the question is, why did the Chacham agree in this case that if a person steals his friend's chalev and he eats it, he's chayav both Malkus and Tashlumin? So Gemara answers, Shekein ha'oichel chel b'loike. That's because if a person eats his own chelev, he's chayiv malkus. In other words, since if a person eats their own chelev, they're chayiv malkus, so that means that when a person eats his friend's chelev, the chayiv malkus and tashlumen are two totally separate things, because the tashlumen he has to pay to his friend for stealing his chelev can't pater him from the malkus that he's chayiv for eating chelev. Because again, we see that eating chelev comes along with his own chayiv malkus, no matter whose chelev it is, his or his friend's. And so therefore, when he steals his friend's chelev and eats it, he's chayiv Tashlumin to his friend, and Malkus to himself, if you will. The Gemara asks a very similar question. Vatani, we have another brisa that says, Madim Chacham l'Rav Meir, the Chacham agreed to Rav Meir, begain of Trumas Chaveiroi v'achla, if a person stole his friend's Truma and ate it, shulaki mishalim, that it gets Malkus and he has to pay. Why the double chiv over here according to the Chachamim? So once again, the Gemara gives the same answer. Shekein ha'eichel Truma, so you like it. If a person eats his own Truma, he gets Malkus. So therefore, when he eats Truma belonging to his friend, the chiv Malkus has nothing to do with the chiv Tashlumin to his friend. The Gemara brings another question, which is similar. Vatani, we have a brisa that says, that if a person is chaysim his friend's cow, this has to do with the law of loy sachsim shar b'dishai, that a person is not allowed to muzzle a shar or a cow when he's threshing. And this specifically refers to, let's say, Reuven bars Shimon's cow and threshes with it, and when he's threshing with a cow, he muzzles it. The chum agreed to Rameir shu loike, that he gets malchus for muzzling the cow. Umeshalim sheshes kav lepar of arbas kav lechamar, that he would have to pay the owner of the animal 6 kav of grain if it's a cow, or 4 kav of grain if it's a donkey, because that's usually what's eaten when they're threshing. And since he muzzled them and they weren't able to eat, so he has to pay this to the owner, which means he gets Malkus and a Tashlumin of Mamain. Why this double Chiyuv? And once again, we have the same exact answer. Shekena Chaysem Parasai like it. Because if a person was Chaysem his own cow while he was threshing with it, he would be Chayiv Malkus. So therefore, when he does it to his friend's cow, his Chiyuv of Malkus is not connected to the Chiyuv Tashlumin to his friend. Now, Amar Rav Yosi gives a totally different answer. Why the Chachamim are Mechayiv both Malkus and Mamain? because we find this concept of being chayev, malchus, and mamon when we're dealing with a chiyuv misa. What type of chiyuv misa is this? So this refers to somebody who's mael behektish, and that comes along with the punishment of misa b'dei shamayim. We also find there's times that he's going to get malchus and have to pay. And when is that? Samach da'al rama beis on the top. Gun of truma's hektish v'achla. Let's say he stole truma that belonged to hektish and he ate it. Loike umishalim. He gets malchus and he has to pay. Because mikol makam hefsed mamon, the bottom line is he made hektish lose out for money. So he's going to get malchus for the isra of me'ila, and he's going to have to pay because of what he stole from Hektish. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbanu Kumi Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbanu said in front of Rabbi Yaisi, Me'ato, now this is true, Habala Chaysa Ktano, that's a proper girsa, Yilka V'Yishalim, if a person is Ma'anis, his sister who's a Ktano, he should get Malkus and have to pay. Why is that? Shekein Habala Chaysa Bageres, that's proper girsa, Laika, because when he's Bail his sister who's a Bageres, he gets Malkus. As we had explained yesterday, there is no Chiv of Mama in there, so he's going to get Malkus. As we see that for the Etzem Be'ila of his sister, there comes along a Chiv of Malkus. Therefore, even though he's Bail his sister, who's a Ktana, and there's Tashlumen of Knas over there, he should still have to get Malkus, because the Malkus and Tashlumen are two separate things, like we discussed in these multiple cases from Amud Aleph. So Chazar Rav Manah v'Amar, Rav Manah went back and he said as follows, Taman chal olav misa v'tashlumen ka'achas. Over there, when we say kamle b'drab minei, that a person is only going to be chayev misa and not Tashlumen, or that he's not going to be chayev both Mammon and Malkus. That's referring to where the misa and Tashlumen, or again, the Malkus and Tashlumen, happened at the same time, meaning he did one thing that was mechayev him in both. From the first moment that he muzzled his friend's cow, he's chayv malchus because he was over the isser of loisachsam sharbadishai, and it's only from then on he's chayv in tashlumen. And therefore these two chiyuvim are coming at two separate times, and that's why he's chayv for both of the chiyuvim simultaneously. However, Hasar Reb Zeira Kumi Ramana, Reb Zeira asked in front of Ramana, if you're going to use that logic, I'll ask you about the following case. Hamatzes gedisha shel chaver b'shabes, if a person lights his friend's stack of grain on fire on Shabbos. So we should say the following. From the first stalk of grain that he burned, he should be chayv misa, because he burned something on Shabbos, which comes along with the chiyuv misa, and mikan ve'elech latashlumen. From then on, meaning from stalk of grain 2 and onto all the rest of those, he should be chayv for tashlumen, because he was already chayv in misa, and therefore he should be chayv both misa and tashlumen. However, you can't say that. In Mishnah Shabbos, we learn beferosh that if a person lights his friend's stack of grain on Shabbos, he's pater from tashlumen because of kamal yibid rabminei. He's chayv in misa, so he's pater from tashlumen. But again, why don't we use this svara? It seems like a really good svara. And the answer is, Ella, must be that we have to say, a kol shibas v'shibayles, yesh ba hasroyas misa, that's the proper girsa of hasroyas tashlumen. For every single stalk of grain that gets burned, there's an individual hasra, or an individual lav, that he can be technically chayiv misa and tashlumen for. And therefore, we can't split up the chiv of misa and the chiv tashlumen, because again, as the fire is burning, each stalk brings along with it a chiv of misa and tashlumen, and therefore we'll say, kamal b'drab minei, v'facha, so to over here, al kol chasim v'chasima, every single moment that he has the cow muzzled, yesh ba asrayas makos v'asrayas tashlumen. There's technically asra, a warning, or a lav that he's chayiv makos for, and this chiv of tashlumen, that he's muzzling the cow, and really the cow should be allowed to eat, and so he has to pay the owner of the cow for not feeding it. And therefore, when he's chasim his friend's cow, when it's threshing, he should not be chayiv makos and tashlumen. He should only be chayiv makos. So Amar Rav Yesi Rabban, Rav Yesi Rabban answers totally differently. This brice of chasima that we're discussing, that up until now we've been understanding, the chacham magreeder of Meir, that a person is chayiv makos and tashlumen, that's actually not the proper way to understand it. Bryce is really just telling us that sometimes he's chayiv mamayin and other times he's chayiv makos. And train amayroin, there's two different amayroin that explain this brysa, what it's referring to. Chad Amar 1 says, b'chaysim b'truma uv mukdashin, that we're referring to him being chaysim a cow while it's threshing, but it's threshing truma or something that's hektish. And in such a situation, there's actually no lav of chasima. And although the chum are usually mechayiv makos for chasima and not mamayin, it's in this case that the chumim are moided to Rav Meir that there is mamayin. And that's the understanding of the chum are moided to Rav Meir. And again, not they're moided to Rav Meir that there's makos and mamayin, they're just being moided to Rav Meir that over here there's a mamayin's payment. Samachem with Alpha on the top, Vacharna Omar, and the other one explains the price as follows, Bechaysim Ayde Shliach, where he was chaysim this cow through Shliach. In other words, Reuven borrowed a cow from Shimon in order to thresh his grain, but Reuven himself wasn't the one that muzzled the cow. Reuven gave it over to a Shliach to muzzle. So Shliach Leike, Vuhu Pater. The Shliach himself was going to get Malkus for muzzling it, even if he was told by Reuven to muzzle it, since Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, the Shliach himself is going to get Malkus for muzzling it. However, Reuven, the one who borrowed the cow, he's going to have to make the Tashlumen, because at the end of the day, the cow that was borrowed from Shimon was muzzled, which means it wasn't allowed to eat, and so that food that it was supposed to be allowed to eat has to be paid to Shimon by Reuven. And how do we know this? Because the pasuk tells us, "Dam yichashev l'ish ahu." It's considered dam for that man, and v'loy l'shalchav, not to the one who sent him. And this is referring to shchut hechutz. If a person shechted a carbon outside the Beis Hamikdash, and that carries with it a lav, as the pasuk says, "Dam yichashev l'ish ahu," and the one who's over that lav is the shaychet. And that's even if he was told by the owner of the carbon to shecht it there, still it's the shaychet that's chayiv and not the owner, because ein shleich l'dvar avera. But at the end of the day, who has to bring a new carbon? Meaning, who's chayiv in the mominus over here? The bailim. So that's the source for this Amar's explanation of the Braisa. And we just conclude with a few cases. Now pay attention carefully to the next few lines, because the girsa that we have in the Gemara is totally different than the girsa that we're going to be speaking out. So the Gemara says as follows: Shagig betruma umezid b'chametz. Let's say he was shagig in regards to eating truma, but he was mezid in regards to eating chametz. So we're talking about obviously that he ate this chametz on Pesach, but it was chametz that was truma. So if this was during the year and there's no issue of eating chametz, obviously it would be chayv karen or chaimesh for the truma. But since we're talking about that it was on Pesach, we have a chayv tashlumen for eating the truma, and we have a chayv malchus for eating the chametz. So the question is, which one does he get punished with? Another two scenarios that are similar: shagig betruma umezid benazir. Let's say he drank truma wine b'shagig and he was a nazir at that time, but he was mezid in regards to this iser. He knew that he wasn't allowed to drink this wine. Or shagig betruma umezid b'yom kippurim. He ate truma on yom kippur b'shagig, meaning he didn't realize that it was truma, but he was mezid in regards to yom kippur, knowing that he's not allowed to eat on yom kippur. So what are we going to give him both these cases, malchus or tashlumen? So Gemara tells us, in niftarina mishnei dvarim, if we're going to judge him, meaning if we're going to view him as doing two totally separate isurim, nicha, this is good according to everybody, according to both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and he would have to both pay and get malchus, because these are two totally separate isurim. However, in niftarina bedavar echad, if we're going to judge him and we're going to treat this as doing one isur, so then malchus Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, this would be subject to malchus Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which one he would receive. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about a person who could technically chayv two different things at one time. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.